All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that every single day, the Right Side Way sponsored for you by Stan McDonald. Just talked to Stan a little while ago, as a matter of fact. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. And yeah, Stan McDonald is your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. Okay, so I mentioned a moment ago that last night I had the honor of attending the Take Back Alabama Town Hall hosted by Moms for Liberty at Movement Church in Madison. Great time. Had a great group of folks there. Thank you to Pastors Seth and Lori of Movement Church for the willingness to host the event. Thank you to Emily Jones of Moms for Liberty, who spoke on building families, followed by Mark McAthron, who championed the concepts of federalism. And then I also spoke, and then I hosted a town hall event session with Jared Hudson, the former Navy SEAL who's now running for U.S. Senate. So as Jared and I were sitting together waiting to go up on stage, though, I heard a text come in on my phone. And I looked down to see that the lovely Charlene had just sent word about an active shooter incident in downtown Manhattan. So by now you've likely all heard the news that a depraved individual drove to the heart of New York City, walked calmly into a downtown high-rise with an AR rifle, killed five people, and then took his own life. And nobody really knows why. There is some speculation, but it's still being kind of unfolded. It struck me later, though, that I was sitting there when I got word of this with Jared Hudson, who's a good guy, who teaches other good guys how to handle firearms, how to conduct close quarters battle drills through his business, the Shooting Institute. So I've got this Navy SEAL sitting next to me who teaches at the Shooting Institute, and then somewhere else there was a bad guy who took up arms and committed heinous acts of terror. One is a decorated Navy SEAL who has handled the same type firearm that was used in the crime last night more times than he could likely count, trained as a sniper even, a firearms instructor who trains law enforcement and military personnel. The other was a bad guy using the exact same type firearm in order to perpetrate mayhem and destruction. My point is, it was the user of the weapon, not the weapon itself. But the calls are already out there to blame guns, just the guns, blame the inanimate object. The dust is still settling in Manhattan. The news is still raw, but at the risk of sort of being too soon on the topic, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. I know it's raw right now, but I want to talk about the fact that it's not the guns that are scary. It's the people that are scary. Let's not forget the heroism of a man named Derek Perry, a former Marine who just last week in Michigan pulled out his concealed carry firearm and saved innocent bystanders from being attacked by a knife-wielding madman who had just stabbed multiple other people at random. That was a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy. And the press isn't talking about that much, are they? Not so long ago, the liberal governor of New Mexico, who most of us had never even heard of, took the extreme step of deciding on her own to issue an executive proclamation of emergency. A healthcare emergency, she said. A healthcare related to, wait for it, gun violence. A healthcare emergency on gun violence. Well, that's novel. Can we also declare a healthcare emergency related to sitting around and watching too much TV? Can we declare a healthcare emergency because too many Twinkies have been eaten? Or because the sun is shining too brightly? Or because too many people are offended by those who don't want to use their imaginary pronouns? I mean, where exactly does it stop then with so-called healthcare emergencies? But as many of you already know, this was not really about healthcare, was it? Nope. It was about gun control. It was about making sure the citizens of her state knew that she was the boss, and that in her own words, none of their civil liberties are absolute. Really? To include the Second Amendment right to bear arms. But you see, it still matters if someone is acting in self-defense, and it still matters that when leadership abdicates its authority and allows anarchy to reign at the risk of life, limb, and property, that good people will get hurt. And it's good guys with guns who stop bad guys with guns all the time, but they don't want to talk about that. Well, by now you may have figured out that I'm a gun guy. I mean, it's hard to come from the background and training that I've had and not be. But it's not just my military training or the fondness for things that go bang. It's also the fact that I'm a firm believer in the originalist, sometimes called strict constructionist, view of the U.S. Constitution, which includes, by the way, that good old Second Amendment as number two on the Bill of Rights. So I've watched the New Mexico governor with a wary eye, and sure enough, the gun control advocates began latching onto it. It's the usual rhetoric. Guns are evil. They're assault weapons. Weapons of mass destruction. Well, I got news. People went to war with knives and swords and spears and arrows for centuries. Where are the calls to ban those implements of destruction? So let's be clear where I'm going here. Firearms are not scary. It's people that are scary, period. If firearms make you uncomfortable, I understand that. If you're averse to the loud noises caused by the report of a round exiting the barrel of any firearm, that is certainly understandable. But in my estimation, aside from noise and a general lack of familiarity, most people are more concerned about the manner in which a firearm is used, maintained, or handled. And those, my friends, are issues of a purely human fault, not the fault of the firearm itself. Look, I've spent hours and hours on many ranges, both civilian and military. And in both cases, I have never minded the strict observance of basic gun safety procedures, like the use of eye and ear protection, the respect of others while they're on the firing line. I've also, oh, by the way, been the victim of those that have a lesser degree of care and concern. I can show you right now the surgical scars on my left leg that resulted from somebody being lax with firearm safety, sweeping a loaded shotgun back off the range just feet from me and shooting me. After surgery and months of rehab, I was back to full strength. I went back to the range, too, at the next available opportunity. Despite getting shot by one of those evil firearms, I was actually able to separate the causation from the instrument. It was not the shotgun that shot me in and of itself. It was the knuckleheaded laxity of the guy who shot me who should have known better. So are guns scary? Not in and of themselves. People are scary. But gun control activists, to them, it's all about the weapon itself. They don't give two hoots about the people. They're fixated on the inanimate object that cannot load itself, aim itself, or even fire itself. Me personally, I'll tell you, I mean, I'm not a big hunter myself, never have been, no real reason. I just didn't grow up in a hunting family, but I am more of a sport shooter. I enjoy sunny days on the range, firing at both known distance and unknown distance targets. I love shooting sporting clays and watching that orange disc just evaporate in the air when you lead it just right. I enjoy the opportunity to spend time on a short range practicing magazine changes and dual weapons drills, going from long gun to sidearm and back again. I love the sound of ding on a metal target when you shoot it. And I'm no expert on every grain or quality of round, not at all. I have friends who are every bit the expert that I'm not. But I'm competent, and I'm law-abiding, and I do enjoy shooting sports. And do I own firearms? Certainly. All kinds. Some for use and some just for sentimentality, like the old Winchester 30-30 lever action that belonged to my grandfather. I've got breech load, bolt action, magazine fed, and pump. I've got holographic sights, iron sights, and no sights. Holstered, unholstered, and slung. Long guns, sidearms, and scatter shots. And what I just described, by the way, is no different than the majority of gun owners in this nation. The vast majority of folks who own a firearm are good, solid, law-abiding dudes and dudettes who have one or more firearms for sport, hunting, or just personal defense. And contrary to the rhetoric of the gun-scary crowd, not one of those firearms ever leaped out of someone's care, loaded itself, and committed a violent act. Look, I could go on and on, but in short, guns are not scary. It's people that are scary. And good people with guns are what often stands between potential victims and bad people with guns. And do not forget, the Second Amendment to the Constitution guarantees that your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. They didn't write that it may not be infringed. They said shall not be infringed. And they didn't write it to say, but not for magazine-fed weapons. No, they just knowingly and with forethought said, shall not be infringed, and left it at that. In my view, the First and Second Amendments were the first and second for a reason. Those two amendments, establishing our freedoms of speech and assembly and religion and the right to bear arms, are what protects us from losing all the other amendments. And I would dare say, the Second Amendment is actually what protects the First. It's guns. I'm telling you, they're not that scary. It's people that are scary. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.